Okay. So last time we ended off discussing the Gemara on Daf Pei Daled in Yuma that discusses the prioritization or lack of prioritization. Who should be Mechal Shabbos in the case of Pikuach Nefesh? That Ein Osin Varm Halalu Lo Yidei Nachim Lo Yidei Kusim. We discussed a little bit various approaches in Rishonim to the concern of the Gemara and how unequivocal it is. And we ended off noting that this is a machlokas, the mechaber, and the Rama. Simin Shin Kaf Ches.
Yudbeis.
Sif Yudbeis. Mechaber writes, Tisha Mechal and Shabbos Al Chol Hashish Basakana. Mishdalin shelo lasas ayde enam Yehuda v'ktan v'nashim, ela ayde Yisrael gedolim uvneidas. So the mechaber makes no reference to any situation in which you would prioritize having a lower grade performance of the chol Shabbos ayde nachim or ketanim v'nashim, as we find in the Rambam. However, the Rama says v'yesh omrim dim efshar lasas below dichoy. So if there's not going to be any diminution in care and prominence of the care and quality of the care through a shinoi, then also aidei shinoi. So obviously, if there's going to be a delay, whoever's there should do the malacha. If there's not going to be a delay and you lose nothing by using a nachri, better to use a nachri. If you lose nothing by doing a shinoi, better to do a shinoi. Okay. So what is the source of the Rama? So there is a comment of the Or Zeruah. One of the parenthetical references here is the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah is limited to Shinoi, not to Ayidei Nachri. The Or Zeruah is in Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Ches. The Darkei Moshe quotes the Or Zeruah. Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Ches. But all the Or Zeruah discusses is using a Shinoi where it's not going to lead to a Dichoi. But he makes no mention of Ayidei Nachri. He says, Kama De'efshar L'shanuye Mishaninan. Where it's possible to employ a shinoi, better to employ a shinoi. But mahadri ha-teira, the afagav dikas hakanas nefesh. Yishlamar, the b'makam sheyachal Yisrael atma ayde shinoi, ve'en lo dichoi b'hashinoi, muta vada sheyasa b'heter, v'ayasa b'iser. So even though it's a sakanas nefesh situation, even though one should be mechal Shabbos in a sakanas nefesh situation, nevertheless, if it's possible to do it ayde shinoi below dichoi, better to do that. Va'al yasa be'iser. Aval va'ayde akum uktanim afagav dehecha delecha dichoi ikal amechash da'asili de dichoi kidefrishis. However, if you want to use an achri, you want to use a katan, even if in this particular situation there may not be a dichoi, but we're concerned that there may nevertheless end up being a dichoi in another situation. Either this situation, like Tosfos, and maybe they'll be misatzel, or in another situation, people may be medama milsa inappropriately, and think that, well, we're mahadir achar nachri here, then you always have to be mahadir achar nachri. So that's the concern expressed by Tosfos and others in different formulations, that we never prioritize giving to a nachri, even if in this particular case it's not going to lead to a dichoi. But the Yerushalayim says, Ayidei Shinoi, that you should be Mahadri to do. So that's half of the Rama. Right? The Rama says, better Ayidei Shinoi if possible. The Rama also says, better Ayidei Nachri, or at least the Minhag that the Rama quotes says, better Ayidei Nachri. So the Yerushalayim is only half of the story. The Yerushalayim's allowance is only Ayidei Shinoi, his recommendation is only Ayidei Shinoi, but you never are Mahadir Achar Nachri. But where does the Rama get?
So there's no Chashash, whatever Chashash he has by the Goy, for the Asid, doesn't apply to the Shinoi. I mean, the onlooker might have, make the same conclusions that they would if he went after a Goy, that you know, maybe I should always do it with the Shinoi.
Right, so apparently he's not concerned about that. Apparently he assumes that the level of potential mistake is higher when it comes to being Mahadar Ayyadei Nachri than Ayyadei Shinoi. That either it's more intuitive that there's a reason you're doing Ayyadei Shinoi because it's not going to lead to any delay, or people understand that if you're not going to look for someone, you're just doing the same action, Ayyadei Shinoi versus Ayyadei Shinoi, it's a different level of a potential concern. Presumably what the distinction that he makes.
I mean,
right.
You're not running after trying to find someone. Right.
So presumably, so he was working with something along those lines. The Raviyah goes further. The Raviyah, in the printed Raviyah, the classic printed Raviyah is page 201. Simen Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph. Simen Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, and the Rambam quotes this Raviyah in the Darkei Moshe. So it seems that this Raviyah is the source behind the Psak or the Minog that the Rambam quotes. What does the Raviyah write? Nearly. Dishamina mina, the had armina nazares arayzim b'shuvach. When do we say be mizares on your own? Kigon shetzaruch mitun ksas lagayim. That's where it would require a delay to ask a nachri to be mechal Shabbos for you. Avalim efshar kafim heira lagayim kav Yisrael yasei dagayim. Everything's equal if you can have a nachri do it in the same amount of time as Israel, he's accessible, he's local, you don't have to go out of your way, then says the Raviyah, better way day nachri. And we're not concerned, Shem Yisasel, like Tosos, we're not concerned that next time you're going to be Mahadir Acher Nachri, like the Rush. If the Nachri's in front of us, we go to the Nachri. And what's the line of the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Einos in dvar malalu lo yidei nachrim lo yidei kusim ella al yidei gedol Yisrael." So the Raviyah actually has, instead of ella al yidei gedol Yisrael, he understands it as afilu al yidei gedol Yisrael. You can even use gedol Yisrael when necessary. So he had an alternate gears in the Gemara. It's not that we have it Eli Dei Gedol Yisrael, that's the preference. I feel Eli Dei Gedol Yisrael, if there's no Nachri accessible, or there's going to be a delay, then you can even use Gedol Yisrael. Not that that's the Lechachila, but that's an allowance.
So you're not only saying Eli Dei Goy, Ela, Afilu? The beginning has the low, or...
So he would have an oath in Dvar Malo Loi De Nachrim Loi De Kusim. If there's going to be a delay in getting them, I feel like they're Gedol Yisrael. You can even use Gedol Yisrael if that's the people who are here. Ain Omri Yasin Dvar Eloi De Goy Mai De Tanim El Afiloi De Gedol Yisrael. That's how the Rabbi has. So that, combined with the Riaz that we saw in the Shilta Giborim earlier, that seems to be the Shita reflected in the Ramad, the more extreme position that all things being equal, better to be Mahader Achar Hanachri. The Taz here in Sivkatan Hay is bothered by this position of the Riaz and the position reflected in the Ramad, that why is it that we're not concerned with those concerns of the other Rishonim? Why are we not concerned that by being Mahadir Achar Nachri, then you're going to be Mashal people Lasalava, you're going to create a situation where people may erroneously assume that you have to find an Achri, even if it's going to lead to a delay in care in a Pikuach Nefis situation? So the Taz is bothered by the position of the Riaz, by the Psak of the Ramah. Why are we telling you to be Mahadir Achar Nachri, even if there's no delay? Maybe we should be concerned that in the future it's going to lead to a michshel. And therefore, the Taz is not excited by the Ramah, but he says, if you are going to follow the minhag of the Ramah, then at the very least, If you're in a situation in which you're using a nachri for pikuach nefesh, you should make an announcement. Everyone should understand that the reason we're using the nachri now is because he's right here. But don't make a mistake to think, should the situation arise again, that you have to be mahadir achar hanachri. So he thinks that you should make an announcement, make sure everyone who is present is aware of the context that you're operating within. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. If you have your Mishnah Berurah, take a look. Sivkata and Lamed Zayin. V'chei Nogim. V'ataz Kosov. D'lav Minog Vasikunhu. Meaning that's not an endorsed Minog. And the Ramah says that's a Minog. And not every Minog is correct. So the Taz doesn't dispute the Ramah's assessment as to what the Minog was. But the Taz thinks that it's an incorrect Minog. D'af Sheyachal Asas Ayde Eina Yehudi. Like Tosfos, v'lachein emyesh afilu safik hasala v'yesh sakana bebirur kol azaris areizem meshubas. The Mishnah Berurah says he's not rejecting the Ramah lock, stock, and barrel, but he says that where there's any possible tzad that by using a nachri you're going to delay something, then kol azaris areizem meshubas. The Aruch HaShulchan as well has his issues with the Pesach of the Ramah, or is somewhat ambivalent about the extent of the Ramah's kula, if you will, chumra, however you want to look at it, the Ramah's the minog of being mahadir achar hanachri.
Would the Ramah say the same thing?
I'm sorry?
Look, if there's a safek hatzala, then do it yourself.
Right, so the concern is that who's making these assessments, meaning if you... part of the concern is that if you leave it to like Hanishal Reza Maguna, Shaval Reza Shavek Damim, if you're going to leave it to everyone to make that assessment, so they may err in terms of the assessment.
And I'm sorry, Minhag Hasidim endorsed, isn't Minhag Hasidim the Minhag of Hasidim, like the
Minhag? No, he doesn't
of, mean... Because Rashi says in Brachos, he
doesn't mean it in that formal sense. He means not a correct Minhag, not a endorsement, I think. Not a Minhag with the endorsement of Gedol Yisrael or of generations. Not a Minhag that reflects generations or Mesorah of an accepted Tzach, something like that. Now, Rabbi Carr points out, Perek Kaf Tes Sa'ara 16, where all the references to Sefer in this series of Shirim is in Chelik Beis, we talk about Refuah B'Shabbos. So he points out that if you read the Taz carefully, the Taz's objection to the Ramah is only in the Ayyadei Nachrim sphere. He doesn't object to Ayyadei Shinoi. Again, there's reflecting that difference between Ayyadei Shinoi and Ayyadei Nachri, as we saw, for example, the Or Zeruah, that there's less of a concern of a michshal coming from doing a malacha Ayyadei Shinoi than doing a malacha dafka Ayyadei Nachri. Now take a look at the Mishnah Berurah back once of Katan Lamed Vav. Ayyidei Eino Yehudi V'hu Adin Ayyidei Ketanim. So just as Ramah says that if you can use an Eino Yehudi below Ichor, you should, so too if you can use a Katan Ayyidei Ichor, better to use a Katan. Rabbi Karp is bothered, Ha'ara 16, Perakav Tes Ha'ara 16, that has Mishnah Berurah know that. Because what are the sources of the Ramah? The Or Zeruah only allowed prioritizing Shinoi, not Ayyadei Nachri. The Raviyah, who talks about prioritizing a Nachri, only says it by Nachri. He doesn't say it for a Katan. So how do you know that that prioritization of a Nachri applies to a Katan as well? It happens to be that the Rishonim, who take the position of the Bali Tosfos, that you shouldn't be mahadarai dinachi because you're worried about a michshal, either they won't be zaris, or worried that people are going to make a mistake and hadu'e basrayu in the future. So those rishonim all talk about katan and nachi in the same breath. That's in the other direction. But I did find that the Tosas Rid in Yuma Pei Dalet Amud Beis, the Tosas Rid in Yuma Pei Dalet Amud Beis, seems to be explicit. He writes that if there are, this is within the position of the Raviyah, basically the same position, he says that im hayu mizumanim mutav shenasa aydei goy v'loydei Yisrael. So if you have a nachri in front of you, better to do it aydei nachri, not aydei Yisrael. V'aydei tan v'loydei gdolim. Better to do it aydei Yisrael katan than a Yisrael gadol. That seems to be an explicit line of Rishon within this position that we are mahader in certain circumstances acher nachri, that the same applies to be mahader acher katan as opposed to a gadol. Okay, so as we noted last time, some want to be told this machlokas mechaber amah on the question as to whether pikuach nefesh b'shabbos is hutra or dechuya. If it's hutra, so then there's no need to be mahadir achir nachrim in any situation. If it's dechuya, then if it's not going to lead to a delay, then you should be mahadir achar hanachri. So if you're going to work with that, so that means the Mechaber is paskening Hudra, and the most paskening Dechuya. However, you still have to deal with the following. Number one, if you're going to understand like the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rama paskens Dechuya, and you take the Dechuya in Peri Beis Halacha Aleph literally, that the Rama means Dechuya as opposed to Hudra, so then the Rama is paskening Dechuya. The Rambam at the same time is also paskening that there's never a situation in which you're mahadir achar nachri. The Rambam Halacha Gimel has no carve-out. So in the Rambam, if the Rambam holds dechuya, the Rambam is telling you that you're always mahadir, that you're never mahadir achar hanachri, etc. And the other direction, we noted last time that the Chuvas HaRamah Siman Ayin Vav understands Bishita Sarambam that it's Hutra. And the Ramah here, according to this analysis, would be telling you Dechuya for Mahadir Achar Nachri. Even though it's possible that the Ramah is only talking within Shita Sarambam, not Lahalacha, you do get the impression, and the Ramah there in Siman Ayin Vav, that the Ramah is not only talking about the Rambam, but talking about Lalach as well, that Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra. That kind of raises questions as to whether this Tliya is necessarily correct. You look in Minchas Asher and Parshas Yisro, he talks about a little of this, but I don't think he has a better explanation of how to fit the Mechaber Amah into the Chakira other than raising these questions as well. The Aruch HaShulchan does point out in Sif Beis over here that even if you hold Hutra, there are situations in which it's still appropriate to make Cheshbonos and still appropriate to ask a Shaila. He says, "V'cholosh ein zmano bahol vade yeshailos." That if you're in a situation, there is someone who's deathly ill, but the question that you're dealing with is not a time-sensitive question. And if you delay and ask a shayla, that's not going to have any effect on his care. So Aruch HaShulchan says, for example, you see the Gemara Menachos Samach Dalid, The Gemara there is a shayla. Chol Hashem du l'shtei grogros, v'yei shtei grogros v'shtei uksin, the gimel bat ukis achas. Right, you have a chola who has to have two grogros. So there are two grogros on two stems. There are three grogros on one stem. So the whole deal is to how is it appropriate to minimize the malacha. The Rosh Hashanah says the fact that we're even asking such shaylas indicates that there are situations where we do make such cheshbonos in the realm of pikuach nefesh. So it's true that if you have a chol in the sukkah and there's a question that requires immediate attention, you don't have shaylas. Anishal harizim aguna or anishal shafef damim. But if it's clear that there's no pressing need, you have time to ask the shayla, then sometimes it is appropriate to ask the shayla. Along those lines, Rav Moshe has a couple important tshuvos related to practicing doctors. So first, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Erechayim Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. So Rav Moshe assumes that even if you'll argue that pikuach nefesh is hutra, but nevertheless, you still have to be memnite as much as possible ahead of time what you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos with on Shabbos. Meaning, if you still have to make cheshbonos ahead of time to put yourself as a medical professional in the least compromised situation possible. So Moshe says that if a doctor needs to be in the hospital on Shabbos, and he knows that, if he can get out of it, so better to have your schedule as such that you don't have to be in the hospital on Shabbos. But if this is a situation in which you're going to need to be in the hospital on Shabbos, then you should make arrangements to be in the hospital over Shabbos. That you shouldn't lichachila put yourself in a situation in which you're going to be home and then have to be mechal Shabbos to get to the hospital. Even if the accommodations in the hospital aren't so luxurious, even if Rav Moshe writes, you're not going to have wine for Kiddush, you're not going to have a Suda. Nevertheless, if you're going to be in that situation where you're going to be needed in the hospital on Shabbos, you should make the accommodations ahead of time to avoid, as much as possible, any unnecessary chil Shabbos on Shabbos. Then Rav Moshe writes, Chelek Dalet Simen Ayin Tes. So there Rav Moshe says, L'maisa, he thinks, we assume Dechuya. So especially because we assume Dechuya, then you have to be extra careful about setting things up ahead of time for Shabbos. So he says, if there are other doctors in town who could tend to the needs of patients on Shabbos, then if you can make yourself scarce, then better to do that. He says, you can have an unlisted phone number. People don't need to know where they can find you. As long as there are other doctors who can pick up the slack, unless it's someone that you have a relationship with and they only want to be seen by you, that lo mikol adam zocha lirape, that sometimes one doctor is in a better position to treat a specific patient than others. But short of that, better to avoid the situation if possible. Then Rav Moshe writes, what about, so you have to work out your rotations, you have to work out your hours, so if you're going to stay home on Shabbos, then there are going to be other non-Shomer Shabbos Jews who are going to take over. So are you allowed to do that to get out of your shift if it's going to mean that there are other Jews who are not themselves observant who are going to be working in the hospital over Shabbos? So Moshe says it's better if you're going to get out of that shift, better to have someone else make the arrangements than for you to do it directly, because that would make it a lifnei de lifnei. If you're going to make the arrangements directly, you switch yourself with another doctor, so maybe that raises questions of lifnei iver, subject to all the parameters of lifnei iver, which is not our topic now. But if you're going to have someone else make the switch for you, so then that's lifnei de lifnei, that knocks it down a notch, that makes it a lot better. But he says, even if you have to make the switch directly, don't worry about it, because in the larger picture, in the scheme of things, it's probably better for the non-Shomer Shabbos Jewish doctor to be in the hospital over Shabbos than to be home. If he's going to be home, he's going to be Mechal Shabbos left and right for no justified reason. If he's in the hospital, so there'll be Pikuach Nefesh situations that he's going to be tending to, where he may be Mechal Shabbos Beheter in some of those situations. So Rav Moshe doesn't think that you need to worry about switching your shift with a Mechal Shabbos.
Assume that the goy is Mechal Shabbos at home, and that the goy is now the hospital is going to be Mechal Shabbos.
This is the Israel.
Sorry, it's the Israel. The Israel fry is Mechal Shabbos at home on Shabbos. If he would be at home and in the hospital, he's going to be doing chatzolos. Isn't that all those assumptions?
They're probably reasonable assumptions. If he's home, he's probably going to be Mechal Shabbos. If he's at the hospital, he's probably going to be saving people's lives. So it's a pretty reasonable assumption. Okay, we referenced last time the Magen Mishnah based on the Ramban, who allows Chil Shabbos for Chol Sheish B'Sakana beyond the particular situations that are called for L'Hatzalas Nefasha. So the starting point for this was Yoledes, where we saw the Ramban Paskin that for Yoledes, you can do anything for the need of Yoledes, even if it's not directly correlated with a Hatzalas Nefashos Tzorech. And the Ramban understands that's true for any Chol Sheish B'Sakana. Magen Mishnah thinks that the Rambam also agrees, the Kesem Mishnah doesn't. So Machlokes among the Nosei Kelim in the Rambam, whether the Rambam ultimately agrees to the Ramban, that the scope of this Heter extends beyond Yoledes. But at least the Ramban, the way the Magen Mishnah understands, has a broad allowance for such Chil Shabbos. And this is reflected in the Mechaber, Simin Shin Kav Ches, Sif Dalet. Sorry, Sif Gimel. Shin Chav Ches Dalet, yeah. Makah Shel Chalal Eina Tzricha Umad. So if you have a Makah Shel Chalal, which we'll have to define as we move on, but it's a Sakana Sefasha situation, you don't need an evaluation as to the extent of the danger. Shafilu Ein Sham Bekin V'chola Ein Omer Klum Osen Lo Kol Sherigilim Lasos Lo Bachol. So in a Makah Shel Chalal, a Sakana Sefasha situation, you can do on behalf of the Chola anything that you normally do during the week. Says the Mishnah Berura, Sifkat Din Yudal, Kol Shirigilim, Mimachol Merufuos, that's the Rambam of the Torah Adam, whatever food you would prepare for him, whatever medicine you'd prepare for him during the week, you can do on Shabbos the same way. Umashma, af al pi she'ein bo sakana b'miniyas hadavar hu, even though there is no danger involved in withholding that particular food, that particular medicine, that particular care, kevan she'achol yesh bo sakana v'yesh ba davar tzorech tzas u'regilin la'asas ha'bachol, since he is a chol she'esh bo sakana, and that which you're providing him is something that you normally provide during the week, Osin Gam B'Shabbos, you can do that on Shabbos as well. So even if this particular refuah, this particular machal, this particular action that you're doing does in itself have a Hatzalos Nefashos component, it's not going to save his life per se, and withholding it is not going to create any more sakana. Nevertheless, you can do it on Shabbos the way you do it b'chol. So says the Magen Mishnah on the basis of the Ramban. Okay, we'll see in a few moments the Mishnah Berurah is mefaklik on this and limits the recommended application. But before we get to the Mishnah Berurah's analysis, what would the rationale be for such a position that you could be mechal Shabbos for Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana with something that isn't necessary for his Hatzalah? Rabbi Chanan, Kovetz Aros Simen Yud Ches, beginning with Osei. Kovetz Aros Simen Yud Ches, beginning with Osei, has the following explanation of this Magen Mishnah. The din is in Hilchos Mila. Mila Bizmana we do on Shabbos. The din is that on the one hand, we're not chozer for Tzitzin Sheina Ma'akvin. So on Shabbos, if you perform the Mila and you leave out the Tzitzin Sheina Ma'akvin, you're not chozer for that. Nevertheless, L'chachila, when you're performing a Mila on Shabbos, you're chosech even the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. So why should that be? The heter. So there's a heter that mila is zocha Shabbos, but mehechatesi that the hider mitzvah, the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin, which is only hider mitzvah, that should also be docha Shabbos. So I understand whatever is mikar adin, whatever is ma'akev, you're allowed to cut on Shabbos. But why should you be allowed to cut the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin as well? Says Rabbi Chanan, that it must be that since Hutra Shabbos Eitzel HaMila, which means that when you do the actual act of Mila, you don't have to make Cheshbonos. So since Hutra Shabbos Eitzel HaMila, so anything that's included in that action of the Mila is Bechlal the Heter. So as long as you're doing the act of the milah, you're osek in a mitzvah that you're allowed to do on Shabbos, that's futra eitzel Shabbos, so you can continue that action even to extend it to that which is otherwise mishum heder mitzvah, even to extend it to the tzitzin chain of ma'akvin. So that one action that's futra on Shabbos of milah, you can extend even to include tzitzin chain of ma'akvin because it's part of the same package that is futra on Shabbos. So B'chanan says, the same thing should be true when it comes to a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana. That Kol Zman, that there is a heter to treat a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana, Kol Zman, that you're allowed to mechal Shabbos on his behalf. So that's analogous to the Moel who's not Silik Yadam in a Mila. That's analogous to the Moel that's continuing to do the permissible meal on Shabbos. So as long as you're treating a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana, you're allowed to treat him even with things that are not intrinsically necessary for Hatzalah's nefashas. Even something that's going to make him more comfortable, that's going to enhance his comfort, but isn't ma'akev for his Hatzalah's nefashas, that's going to be mutter because it's part of the same package. That's Rabbi Chanan's analysis.
Is tzitzin ma'akvin and einam ma'akvin? I mean, is einam ma'akvin a one done all in one swoop ma'isa that you
right? So you could have
with that, or you have to do A and then B.
No, so you right. So you could have argued that no, that's all one ma'isa. That's one one action, and here this is one action. Here you're doing separate activities. Rabbi Chanan assumes that in. Conceptually, it's all the same.
Even if it was two separate, it sounds like Kol Zman Shelo Silik Yado, you could go back. Even if you
Kol Zman Shelo Silik Yado, it means that it's essentially one action. But the Kol Zman Shelo Silik Yado by Mila is more easily defined than when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh. If you're treating the Chol all day, so if you could dispute that analogy, that's not exactly the same quality of Lo Silik Yado as we have by. Yes, we have by Mila, but that's Rabbi Chanan's analysis.
Silik Yado sounds like you've done one act and then you one silik and you go back and you do the Enuma Akfin.
Once you look, yeah, that's right. So you finish this after, now you're doing another one that you wouldn't be allowed to do on Shabbos. But if it's all part of the same process, you're still osik and mila, so then you can continue. So Rav Shlomo Zalman has the following, which we'll have to discuss in its own context when we get to these details in future Shirim. Rav Shlomo Zalman has, and Rav Avadia seems to agree to this. Rav Avadia is in Chazon Avadia, I think it's Chela Gimel, page Reish Ayin Gimel. So Rav Shlomo Zalman has the following, that let's say you have a Sakanus Nefashis situation on Shabbos where as part of the Hatzalah of the individual you have to stitch up, there's a wound and you have to stitch up the wound. Okay, so we'll talk later about the parameters of stitching on Shabbos. But you have a situation, you have a wound, it's a Sakanus Nefashis situation, so you're allowed to stitch up the wound. But there are two ways that you can stitch up the wound. You can stitch up the wound in the minimal way that's medically dictated, and then you're going to end up with a significant scar. Or you could stitch up the way you could stitch up the wound the way you normally do it during the week to avoid a scar. So you could have argued, you would have argued, that if the only heter for stitching in a Sakanas HaFashah situation is because his life is in danger, assuming that stitching in the skin would be a Malacha Daraisa, which is a separate issue that we're not addressing now, but Shlomo Zalman says, even if you assume, if you were to assume that stitching skin is a Malacha Daraisa, so you would have said that you're only allowed to stitch that which is absolutely necessary, L'Hatzalas Nefashos, but not beyond that. However, Shlomo Zalman paskins, I know, that because you have the heter of stitching Alts Hatzalas Nefashos, so once you're already engaged in stitching, you can continue to stitch a larger quantity of stitches to avoid a scar, because that's analogous to tzitzin she'enan me'aksin. Just like once you're osik in mila, you can continue to cut the tzitzin she'enan me'aksin, so too if you have a heter to stitch because of the sakanas nefashos, you can continue and stitch a larger quantity of stitches, even though those stitches aren't medically necessary.
Just don't tell her that that's why you're stitching her up the okay. Nice way, because she's done it to the
right. So we'll.
Couldn't she really be mad to the sword that we turn on the light for the suma?
The yisuvei daita.
Yeah, for the right, emotional so benefit. And if here, if we don't sew her up nicely, she's going to be very upset that she has this scar.
Well, that'll be after the fact. I'm not sure. I mean, this din of the Magen Mishnah relates to Yisuvei Daita. We'll talk about Yisuvei Daita a little bit later. But Yisuvei Daita is Bishas Hatzala, Bishas Maisa. It's not a cheshbon for what her state's going to be later. And maybe if you tell her now...
No, she can tell. She looks at it. That's not going to turn out well.
Well, by that point, it could be she's out of the woods and there's no Sakaras Vashya situation anymore. We'll have to talk about the parameters of stitching on Shabbos on its own a little bit later. Rav Schechter has the following analysis. This is printed in Bikvei Atzon, Simen Tes Os Beis. Simen Tes Os Beis. Based on a Prima Gadim in his Hakdamah de Hilchos Treifos. Prima Gadim writes in his Hakdamah de Hilchos Treifos that we assume there's no chiyuv to check all the treifos. You could rely on the chazaka or the rov that an animal doesn't have these treifos. Except for the Riyah, which you have to check to make sure there are no Sirchas. But, says the Prima Gadim, once you're checking for Sirchas in the Riyah, so then you have to check for the other Trefas in the Riyah as well. So Shakta says, maybe this is analogous. That when it comes to a Hatzalas Nefashos situation, a Cholesh Yeshua Sakana, so then you have to calculate, you have to take into consideration even a Chashash Rechoka. So once you're caring for a patient, so even though under normal circumstances you wouldn't be concerned for a Chashash Rechoka, that maybe withholding something is going to have an adverse effect, But if you're dealing with cholashesh basakana situation, then you have to be concerned even for that which could have an adverse effect in a very small, in very unlikely scenarios. So the point of the Magen Mishnah is if you have something that there's absolutely no way in the world would affect the health of this cholashesh basakana, so maybe even the Magen Mishnah would agree there's no heter to provide that tzorach. It's only something that in some cheshbon may potentially adversely affect the cholashesh basakana in a way that could cause danger.
So normally we're so much on Rav that you don't have to, they have to check all the shakers, but we're going to check the lungs.
Right.
And you have to check the mutum also in the lungs.
Right. Why is it checking the lungs?
Once you're checking lungs, you check for even the trephus that we normally would assume are okay.
Other trephus in the that you have access to that you could see that even if you wouldn't normally check for them.
Outside of the lung. You mean within the near proximity?
Within the proximity, right.
So, as
a mashal, so maybe here too, because we're choshesh for, we're dealing with the choshesh with the gun, so you have to be choshesh for a chashash rechok as well, and then anything that conceivably may adversely affect his health in a way that could compromise the atzala, so that you have to be concerned about, but not akadekach, that's something that has absolutely no connection to his health that you wouldn't be able to do. And Rav Avadia quotes a Radvaz, Shuvas Radvaz, Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Lamed, Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Lamed, who writes that the Cheshbin, he has the following Cheshbin, which may inform on the Magen Mishnah as well. That when it comes to Cholash Yesh Basakana, if you're going to make Cheshbonos about everything you do for him to make sure that every action is medically warranted as part of his hatzalah, so then you may end up not doing certain things that are medically warranted. If you're going to make cheshbonos, so just like you have to be zaris for the bikuach nefesh of anyone as we saw, so if you can make cheshbonos, what's considered a tzorach or not, then you may end up shortchanging the chola in a need that is absolutely necessary. So because of that concern, and since every sex fake of Pikuach Nefesh is Zocha Shabbos, that's why, even if you hold that Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya, but it Lemaisa, Shartz Racham will be Mutter as well. So the Magen Mishnah's allowance, based on the Ramban, to Mechal Shabbos for Chosh Yishma Sakana, even by Shartz Racham, that's not because fundamentally Shartz Racham are Mutarim, but it's that if you're going to make cheshbonos, so then it's going to lead to situations where there is a need to do something and you're not going to do it. That's what Shlomo Zalman writes as well, in the quote of the Shulchan Shlomo here, that this question of Shar Tzvach and the Magen Mishnah is not related to Dechuyar Hutra. Even if you hold Hutra, even if you hold Dechuya, but there's still an allowance of Shartz Rachim, because if you're going to make cheshbonos, then you're going to end up not providing the necessary care.
So he's being masking to the Radvaz, or he's saying it on his differently, on his own?
He's saying it on his own, but it's essentially the argument of the Radvaz. So independent of Hutra Dechuya, the reason for Shartz Rachim is because if you're not going to provide the Shartz Rachim, then you may end up not providing that which is absolutely necessary. Now, according to that as well, if you have something that is so clearly not related to care, so then that could be usher as well. Or the way, I believe this is the way Rav Asher Weiss says it, is that in the scheme of things where you deal with Chol Sheish Besakana, there are many different ingredients that go into his needs, and even if something isn't in a vacuum objectively medically necessary, but that still contributes to his well-being and contributes to the whole picture and the Hatzalos Nefashos angle. Like, for example, Rav Avadya writes, page Reish Ayin Gimel, that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Chol Sheish V'Sakana, even to minimize his pain. They might have argued that pain management isn't connected to saving his life, but that's not medically true either. As the Tzitz Eliezer quotes, Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Yud Gimel Simen Pei Zayin, Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Yud Gimel Simen Pei Zayin quotes that they had a correspondence with Dr. Steinberg about this point, that anytime there are Yisurim, Yisurim can lead to faster death. So if your pain management is not only necessary to make a patient more comfortable, but if the patient is in pain, they may end up being mamahir misasa. So then that's definitely b'chlal the pikuach nefesh, which is mutter for a cholish yesh bo sakana.
Isn't an all P1 doctor who are making this decision?
I'm sorry?
I mean, with all due respect to Dr. Steinberg, but just one doctor?
I think that's reflective of the medical consensus.
Representing the whole history.
I'm saying that.
Why would just use the Tosfos that.
The Shabbat Zerah is the safer of record on medical issues, not the one doctor.
Why don't we go with that Tosfos with that the Summa, that the Pachet affects the. We do more Kal Shabbos to take away the emotional Pachet from the.
Right, the question is, we'll get to that in a minute. Is that only by Yoledes? Does that apply by any Cholashesh Basakan as well? Maybe that's unique to Yoledes. So we'll come to that in a moment. Actually, maybe we'll come to that now. Okay, so the Gemara has in Shabbos on Kuf Kav Ches Amid Beis, I think we referenced this last time, that Im Haisa Tzricha L'Ner, Chaver Tamar Lekas L'Sener. If you have a Yoledes who needs light, so you're allowed to light a candle for her, turn on the lights on Shabbos, even if it's not medically necessary, even if she's a Summa, so she doesn't need the light. The Gemara says, Isuve meis vadaite. So that contributes to the emotional ease of the Yoledes, Yisuve daita, and you can do Malacha deraisa even for Yisuve daita. And that's quoted in Simen Shin Lamed Sif Aleph. Yoledes sika cholash eish vasakana, umechalin ala Shabbos, lakal mashetzvicha. Karn lachachami makal namako, mialdin, umadlikin laner, afilu hisuma. So even if she doesn't need the candle, but she's worried that the doctor, the midwife, is not going to know what they're doing without a candle, without light, and it puts her ill at ease, so you're allowed to light a candle for her. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Dalid, Suma, Afa Pisha Bezelo Shayach Taimanal, Devlav Hachi Shayur Bechoshach, Afa Pika Miyasva Daita, Bener Dolok, Dika Amra, that if I need something, so they'll be lighter, the others will be able to help me. There's no medical need for the light per se. That if she doesn't have proper yishavadas, that's going to lead to sakana. So is this only by Yoledes? Rabbi Carr points out, page Tav Samach Zayin, that the Tosas there, Shabbos Kuf Kav Ches, sounds like it's only by Yoledes. But we know, the Mishnah that we referenced last time, Mehmed Likin, Mechabin Asaner, for a regular run of the mill Cholashesh Basakana. Right? If Cholashesh Basakana asks you to turn out the lights, you'll have to turn out the lights, even with the Malacha Deraisa. That's not talking about a Yoledes. That's talking about any cholesh yesh bo sakana. Right? That sounds like there is a notion of yisuvei daita. He doesn't need the lights off for a medical need per se, but he's uncomfortable with the light. So he'll have to turn it off. Take a look at Simon Shin Vav Siftas. Simon Shin Vav Siftas. Aser Lomar Leina Yehudi Sheyela Chutzat Chum B'Shabbos Acher Kwavi Ameis Sheyavo Laspido. So you're not allowed to have a Nachri violate Chum in order to tell someone to come to be Maspid. Aval Chol Adetag of Le'Alma the Amr Sheyishlechu Bad Krovav Vadashari. But you're allowed to have a Nachri travel outside the Tchum to pass on a message to a relative of a deathly ill person that they're needed. So what kind of Malach are we talking about? Mishabura here, Sifkat and Mem, says it's Dafka Malach HaDerabbanan, quoting the Prima Gada. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, maybe it's Malach HaDeraisa. If there's going to be a danger, the doctor says, that the patient is the patient's health is going to be further compromised if he doesn't know that this relative is going to come visit him. So then, maybe you can even invite him Malacha Daraisa in order to bring the relative. So that's this notion of Yisuvei Daita by regular Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Shmir Shabbos. Perek Lamed Beis Sifkaf Beis writes Kol Davar She'enu Kasher Dafka L'Rifu Asa Shachol Mesukan Ach Yesh Bo Tzorek Gadol K'dei L'Hakel Olav O K'dei L'Chazik L'Ranein Oso. So anything which isn't medically needed but is going to make things easier for the Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, it's going to encourage him, give him Chizik Osen Oso B'Shabbos Gam kasher asiyasa krucha b'yisr Torah. Achim barer she'ein b'miniyasa davar hu min achola mesukin k'dei l'hadil sasakana shkefes achola. Even if we know that by not doing this it's not going to adversely affect his health. The Mishabrua's bottom line, the very lengthy berlachi here, Mishabrua thinks that he quotes many Rishonim that he thinks argue on the Magen Mishnah. So he thinks, practically speaking, when it comes to Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, Shaar Tzrachim, that are not medically necessitated, so you should avoid doing that if it's a Malacha Daraisa, but you could do it if it's a Malacha Derabbanan. So Mishmur is reluctant to endorse the Magen Mishnah wholesale. Biskarov, in his piece in Shvisa Sasor, the Brisker Rav is a famous Kiddush from Ibrahim that a Kalakal Tchila doesn't apply to a regular Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana. For regular Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, there's no Shiur and even a Yom Kippur. Fine. So in that piece, he quotes from Ibrahim passing like the Magen Mishnah across the board. But the Mishnah Brura is reluctant to endorse the Magen Mishnah from Malachas Deraisa only for Malachas Derabbanan. So I'm there.
How can you apply the chumrah of cholisha ein bo sakana that we don't use in Israel to the very special case of a cholisha yesh bo sakana?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's a person who is a cholisha yesh bo sakana.
Right.
It's just a totally different world. I mean, it's applying the chumrah of a cholisha ein bo sakana regarding the Mishnah Berurah.
No, the Mishnah Berurah says that many Rishonim argue that's Magen Mishnah, and they assume that there's no heter of shar tzrachim for a cholisha yesh bo sakana.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's apples.
So even well, no. We'll accept the Magen Mishnah le'inyan Malachas Derabbanan, but not inyan Malachas Deraisa.
Should he?
Okay.
And the whole what we say by the whole of that word to Mishiashev Daita.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a Kavah Homer. I mean, the Mechaber is the Lashon that she's Kuchol Sheish Basikon. So
right. If
she's not really totally Masukan, so certainly for a regular Kol Sheish Basikon, we should Lechal Shabbos to be Yashav Daitam.
Certainly, be a regular Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana.
No,
so could be Yoledes. She's unique because.
But she's a Darga Down.
In some sense, she's a Darga Down. But as far as Yisuvei Daita may be something that's unique to Yoledes situation.
At least that's state of
right.
Is not,
right. It's okay. Right, so we'll stop here. Next, we're Monday, Mirz Hashem.